Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The U.S. remains in a deficit when it comes to fertilizer capacity, though manufacturers and distributors have front-loaded supplies of certain nutrients into the domestic markets. Sam Taylor, farm input analyst with Rabobank, on current fertilizer availability and what it means for U.S. producers.
If you look at the cumulative imports of DAP into the U.S. market, phosphate, most important phosphate, it is an interesting chart from its divergence from the norm, in that from April 1st, it basically flatlines. So there was near enough no DAP coming into the US market up until the data we've got available, which is in November. It was almost impossible for distributors and retailers to actually build up on inventory on that kind of context.
While some fertilizer tariffs have been paused to improve supply flow, importers and distributors still face limited ability to build inventory.
If it's a tight global market with the countervailing duties and a deficit region such as India not getting their supply, that residual supplier, Saudi Arabia, that was making up the volumes lost from Morocco and Russia, they just decided to supply the west coast of India. So there's not necessarily the global availability to backfill that.
President Donald Trump has announced he is invoking the Defense Production Act to boost U.S. manufacturing of glyphosate and phosphorus, calling the herbicide essential to national security and modern agriculture. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.